What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? A grassy
strip?
A path.
That's what we call this one going down the road out here.
All right. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
What you call it? We call it nothing but a ditch.
All right.
Because that's to carry the water off.
Exactly. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's all right with the one that owns it if it's worthless.
Right. I'm talking about an old, not a house dog like this one, you know, but an old dog.
Just an old dog.
Some
people will run away and some feel sorry for them and take them, so I just don't know.
You don't know what to call them?
No, I don't know what to call them. What you gonna call them?
Well, a lot of people call them mongrels.
Well, call them mongrels. Okay. Say, but this is Machaca.
Yeah, that's a different kind of dog, isn't it?
It's a sweet dog. He's getting old, too, and his mama worries about it getting old.
How old is she?
Well, now, somebody put her out here.
Oh.
And I let her stay around here weeks because we had another little dog. And it crossed the road, saw a dog on the other side of the road, and somebody killed her, you know. Oh. Just ran over and just killed her instant. And Ellen was coming down the road from school, my little girl, the last child I had. And she saw it happen, and she started calling Mama. And Ms. Williams' old lady was living over there, and Ms. Williams thought Ellen was hurt. And it like to scare her to death. Oh. And she was calling Mama, lady, they run over Boots. And she just crossed the road, and it killed her instant. It just broke her neck. And I said after that, I wasn't never going to have another dog. And this one just come here and put herself on me.
I think she's kind of old because she has those blurred eyes.
I've had her a long time.
How your teeth look, sweetie?
Hmm? Oh, they're getting bad. But she can chew bones okay.
Well, yeah, they're not too bad. Maybe she's not as old as I thought.
Well, she is because we've had her several years, but I think she was a young dog. And somebody put her out and put another dog out with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she would try to keep up with that big dog, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let her stay around here because I said, if I get another dog, it'll be killed and we won't do nothing but cry over another dog. And I just wouldn't take her in until she looked so pitiful at me one morning out there. And I knew she was hungry until I called her and I picked her up and Lee was sitting on the front porch. And I carried her around there and I said, Lee, do you want her? And he wouldn't say nothing. And I gave her a biscuit out there in the back and she still had it in her mouth.
Oh.
And she sat there. She never left that front porch all day long. And she ate that biscuit. She's been here ever since.
She found a place to stay, didn't you, there?
She found a good place, too.
Yeah, I bet you did. Smart dog.
She's a sweet little old thing and has so much sense, and she loved Lee so good. And she missed him, and here cars passed, and I felt so sorry for her one day. Soon after he died, she heard a car slow up, and she went to the door and looked, and it was somebody stopped over at Susie's. She turned around and come on back in here. She thought, she watched him listen for cars.
Oh.
Yeah, for so long.
Dogs have a long memory, I believe.
I know, they have a lot of sense. That one just can't talk, that's all.
Well, here are some animal questions. What do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time? You know, that sound that a horse makes?
When she chews.